From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Welcome to CSJP in 5. In this edition, we take a look at some of the work that goes into the successful staging of a Peace Mobile concert and information village. As you may already know, the Citizen Security and Justice Program has recently been expanded to 50 communities. And as is typical, the Peace Mobile is the means by which the program is introduced to residents of these new communities. Through this roving peace concert and information village, persons learn about CSJP, meet the team, get a feel for the services offered, and some even sign up then and there. CSJP's communications social marketing coordinator Patrice Tomlinson gave us a feel of the work involved in staging these events.
It is heavily dependent on community participation. From at least 2 months before, we start sensitizing our potential volunteers. We get them to buy into the process because all the promotion for the day's events is dependent on them. They are the ones who are responsible for getting out every person, young and old, within the community, going into every lane, corner, nook and cranny, to get persons to come to this event.
The volunteers also find creative ways to promote the Peace Mobile. Natalie McDonald is the secretary for the Central Village Community-Based Organization, or CBO. Central Village is one of the new CSJP communities, with its Peace Mobile event slated for April 3. Miss McDonald is a volunteer who will be helping to make the day a success.
It is being sensitized through flyers, the different community meetings we have in the community. It is being spread by word of mouth, Facebook, all the social websites, and text messages, and so on.
What we found is that the most successful Peace Mobile events are actually the ones where there was a strong team building session. And what we find quite fascinating, on the day they actually get Peace Mobile t-shirts, which would identify them as volunteers. And what we found that even 2 years after, if we go back to some of these communities, these youngsters still have these t-shirts, which really shows how much Peace Mobile and CSJP means to the young people in our communities.
Patrice Tomlinson, CSJP Communications Social Marketing Coordinator. But in addition to volunteers, the success of these events also hinge on support from other stakeholders in the community. This is especially true when other social intervention programs are already operating in the communities. Kareem Morrison is the Community Action Officer for several communities in St. Catherine, including Central Village.
We take a participatory approach in doing our business at CSJP. So we work closely with the SDC and with JSIS, especially in communities that they exist in. We have our Peace Mobile concert coming up for Central Village. We inform these agencies that we know that are on the ground, and we get them involved. They always will come and say, well, this is a better strategy. Here's what we think you can do to get your thing out there more. They know a lot of the partners that are on the ground. They know a lot of groups that are on the ground. They can help us with networking so that we can have better outcomes at the end of the day.
CSJP also partners with the Registrar General's Department, the PATH Initiative, and the Ministry of Health to provide additional services.
Yes, we are saying we are coming into the community, and most of the festivities and the activities is centered around CSJP. But we also have an information village where the different agencies will come and they will set up booths to promote what they are also doing in the community.
Kareem Morrison, CSJP Community Action Officer. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.